can people be more productive? What advice would you offer to those who want to be more productive in their work environment, in what they do? Do you have any ideas to share in that regard?
Tafsir of the Quran with Mufti Yusuf Musaji.
Now the next verse that we look at, which is verse number 78 from Surah Ghafir, Surah Al-Mu'minun, which is the 50th Surah of the Noble Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal addresses Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by saying, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ. That verily we have sent many messengers before you. Of these, there are those whose narratives we have related to you, as well as those whose narratives we have not related to you. So the narratives of many of the Anbiya have been given in Surah Baqarah, Surah Ma'idah, Surah An'am, Surah Araf, Surah Hud, Surah Anbiya, and many other surahs. And the fact that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was informed about the number of Anbiya, that does not contradict the verse where Allah says that we did not mention to you some of it. The verse refers to the knowledge of detailed incidents of these Anbiya, about which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not informed. There is a narration in Musnad Ahmad by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, who reports that from Sayyidina Abu Zar al-Ghifari that he once asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about the number of Anbiya. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, there were 124,315 of them being Rasuls. So 124,000 Nabis and 315 being Rasuls. This hadith is not on that caliber that it can be accepted as an article of one's faith. It's not essential for one's iman to believe that there was the specific number of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The second part of the verse that we're looking at, verse number 78, is وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. No messenger has the power to produce a miracle without Allah's permission. Meaning every miracle that every one of the Anbiya produced was possible only by Allah's command. Whenever a nation requested a miracle from the Nabi, he could do nothing to comply with the request until Allah had willed. So only when Allah granted the Nabi the ability to perform the miracle, that he will then be able to do that. And on occasions Allah did not permit the miracle to take place, upon which people would deny the nubuwa of the Nabi. This happened to many Anbiya in the past, as well as to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is why the Nabi is being told that it comes with the permission of Allah. And this verse encourages Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to exercise patience, just as the Anbiya in the past did. Allah Azza wa Jal further says that, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قُضِيَ بِالْحَقِّ وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْمُبْتِلُونَ. And so when Allah's command does come, judgment will be passed with the truth, and on that occasion the people of falsehood will be at a loss. On the day of Qiyamah, the mu'mineen will attain salvation, while the kuffar and the mushrikeen will be condemned to eternal gloom. So with the order of Allah, there comes the equitable decision, and it's passed, and at that time, nothing can change what is in the decree of Allah. As for those who follow the falsehood, they will have nothing but humiliation at the time when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Thereafter, Allah Azza wa Jal reminds mankind. Allah reminds man of the many bounties that He confers upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اللَّهُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْعَامَ لِتَرْكَبُوا مِنْهَا وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. Allah created animals for you, so that you may ride upon them, while you may eat others. And besides these, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ. There are many other benefits for you in them. Man derives milk as well as leather, wool from their hides. Allah Azza wa Jal adds, and Allah has created them, وَلِتَبْلُغُوا عَلَيْهَا حَاجَةً, so that you may attain the need in your hearts by riding them. People use the animals as a means of transport for themselves. وَعَلَيْهَا وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ تُحْمَلُونَ. People use the animal to transport their goods, enabling them to conduct business without having to bear the burden themselves. You are transported on them and on ships. The author of Ruh al-Maani has quoted that some of the commentators say that this part of the verse refers to the transportation of women and children, because riding has already been mentioned. So where's wa alayha, and upon it, what you transport, not only you, but your women and children, your entire family. So apart from animals being a means of transport, there are various other means, and not only on land, but on the in the ocean also. These are the various ways you travel. Allah Azza wa Jalla then says, وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِ. Allah shows you His signs. فَأَيَّ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تُنْكِرُونَ. So which of the signs of your Lord will you reject? Allah Azza wa Jalla's signs are evident everywhere. Allah's signs cannot be rejected by any person with a sound mind. Therefore, it will be sheer foolishness and obstinance that will prevent a person from admitting to Tawheed, from submitting. Despite seeing the signs of Allah, some people continue to reject. How is that even possible, that people can be so obstinate in their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And therefore, there is a rhetorical question that is put to us. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do you not travel on the land to see? To see what? The ruins of the former nation civilizations. فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. So that you may see the ruins, and what was the end result? What was the plight of those before them? كَانُوا أَكْثَرَ مِنْهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ قُوَّةً وَآثَارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Subhanallah, these people were more than them in number, more powerful than in strength, and in terms of the landmarks they left behind on earth. So they had more capacity, more numbers, more ability to do things. But your number, but your capabilities and capacities, your skills and physical strength will not avail you. فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, however, everything they earned was of no avail to them. This had no benefit. They were, when the decree of Allah had come, then nothing could assist them. All they used to earn did not avail them. So there were many nations who passed by in the previous times. Some of them left their memorials, monuments, traces of the existence. However, when Allah's punishment came on them, their strength, their power, their material possessions, the wealth could not avail them in any way. They were left completely destroyed and annihilated. There was nothing to prevent them. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And when their messengers brought the clear signs to them, فَرِحُوا بِمَا عِنْدَهُمْ, they became arrogant on account of the knowledge they had. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِيَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And the punishment of their mockery enveloped them. Eventually, only the ruins of their settlements were left, and it is necessary for those who recite the Quran to reflect over these occurrences. We need to learn lessons from the destructions of the past people. And that's why, you know, in Ramadan, we had a series which the news team had spearheaded, focusing on destroyed nations, Sodom and Gomorrah, the Mada'in, the people of Shu'aib, the people of Hud, Nuh, every one of them, destroyed nations of the past. We need to look at them and take a lesson. Eventually there came a time when the reality of their mocking and ridiculing was exposed to them, and this mocking and ridiculing befell them. Eventually there was nothing that could prevent them. Discussing the plight further, Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَلَمَّا رَأَوْ بَأْسَنَا. And when they saw our punishment, قَالُوا, they said, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. We believe in Allah alone. وَكَفَرْنَا بِمَا كُنَّا بِهِ مُشْرِكِينَ. And we reject the partners we describe to him. We reject it. So once they saw the punishment, they wanted to believe. The unbelievers' repentance will be when they see the punishment on the Qiyamah, when the affliction is right in front of their eyes, and they begin seeing the punishment of Allah and see the consequences of their actions, they will now realize that it is only through Allah that they will be saved. All those creatures, all those things that they were hoping would help them is to no avail at this point. And that is why فَلَمْ يَكُ يَنْفَعُهُمْ إِيمَانُهُمْ لَمَّا رَأَوْ بَأْسَنَا. However, their belief could not benefit them when they saw our punishment. It was too late. Repentance and remorse is of no avail on the day of Qiyamah. That is of no avail on the day of Qiyamah. سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ فِي عِبَادِهِ. This is the norm of Allah which comes down through the generations. What is that? That upon seeing the punishment, every person is involuntarily convinced. However, this conviction cannot to assist to anyone in any way. And repentance is not for those who go on committing evil until إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَأْمَلُونَ السُّوَى بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَأْمَلُونَ السَّيَّئَاتِ. There is no repentance for the one who continues committing sins until death presents itself. And only at that time he says, now, tubtul an, that I am making tawbah now. So there's no way that the repentance will be accepted at that point. Allah had addressed Fir'aun in saying that, are you saying this now, al-an? Only now, when previously you continuously disobeyed and remain amongst the deviated ones. So this is the norm of Allah. This has always happened to people who rejected and ridiculed in the beginning. When they were seized with the punishment, they cried out and admitted their wrongs in the name of Allah that He does not accept repentance at such an appropriate time. Inappropriate time. The rejectors and the believers are eventually left destroyed in the retribution of their sins. So that is eventually what happens. سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ فِي عِبَادِهِ وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And Allah says that at that point, these people, the rejectors, were destroyed there and then. When it was destroyed and there was nothing that was left after that, they shall be at a loss. So this brings us to the end of Surah Al-Mu'minun, Surah Al-Ghafir. And we end off by saying, Ya Allah, save us from the destruction and protect us from your wrath and your anger in this world and in the year after. It is only through your help and assistance that we've got to this point. Give us the ability to draw lessons and messages from Surah Al-Ghafir.